The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The disciples said to Jesus, "Now you are talking plainly and not in any figure of speech. Now we realize that you know everything and that you do not need to have anyone question you. Because of this, we believe that you came from God." Jesus answered them, "Do you believe now? Behold, the hour is coming and has arrived when each of you will be scattered to his own home and you will leave me alone. But I am not alone, because the Father is with me. I have told you this so that you might have peace in me. In the world you will have trouble, but take courage. I have conquered the world." The Gospel of the Lord. Finishing up this book on St. John Paul II, the author quotes St. Louis de Montfort, who wrote the book True Devotion to Mary, and applied the words of St. Louis to the life of John Paul. And he said this, "The most faithful servants of the Blessed Virgin, being her greatest favorites, receive from her the best graces and favors from heaven, which are crosses." The most faithful servants of the Blessed Virgin, being her greatest favorites, receive from her the best graces and favors from heaven, which are crosses. Our Lord Jesus Christ says today, in the world you will have troubles. You will have tribulations and trials. And what do we discover in and through every single one of them when we turn to Christ? That he has conquered the world. But why does he allow them in the first place? You look at the disciples on this occasion, and they've just made this huge act of faith. "We now believe that you have come from God. We know that you know everything." And he says, "Okay, you've made this great act of faith. That faith is about to be shaken. You're going to be scattered." Why would he allow that to happen? So that they could come to an even greater degree of faith in and through that trial. And as we pass from one trial to the next, all of a sudden we start to realize, okay, there's a pattern here. Our Lord brings me out of every single one of these. I discover more and more fully that he has conquered the world. I'm not going to let these trials take away my peace any longer. I'm going to remain peaceful in the midst of them because he is using all of them for my good. Our Blessed Mother Mary, whom I believe almost every single person in the church right now has consecrated their lives to. Therefore, she has chosen you. She wants to bring you to a great degree of sanctity, and it's always in and through the cross. May we not allow our peace to be stolen in the midst of them.